Allegan Bay Area Fishing Report starts now.
Good morning, top of the morning to you. It's Real Rock J96. It's our Shawamigan Bay Fishing Report. I'm Trevor Ray. I'll be here till 10 o'clock this morning, but joining me this morning at from 6 till 7 from River Rock Inn and Bait Shop, we have Scott Breading. Scott, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Trevor. What a great morning to be out there. What a gorgeous day to be alive in northern Wisconsin. Sunny out here, and I'll tell you, what a great weekend we had. Sunny, smooth water. The weather was fantastic. Boat landings were packed, and people were just having a fantastic weekend. Catching fish doesn't get any better, and the water's clearing up, and we have a guest in the studio this morning, and we're going to have fun talking with Jason Ronning today. Jason's been out, he's getting into fishing tournaments, so we're going to talk with Jason this morning. First, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the area and talk about Jason's experience building up with the tournament fishing. And he's got a partner that he's been fishing with, Byron Anderson, and Jason's been fishing with Byron his whole life, a good buddy of his and a friend of mine. And Jason's been fishing lake trout and bass and walleye his whole life. And this summer, they're going to fish fishing tournaments, but right now we're going to talk a little bit about the local fishing and the bass out here are all spawned out, water temperature kicked up, and they're all spawning, or I should say they're not spawned out, they are spawning right now for the most part. Guys are casting onto the beds, and the walleye bite is on Lake Superior, so they're out there throwing crawler harnesses and stick baits onto them and catching a lot of walleye and having a lot of fun on the bay. And on lakes, guys are catching a lot of fish. Crappie bites, fantastic. I've seen some catches of crappie that it's been unbelievable. And trolling's been just kicking. Unbelievable. I suppose I can't use some of the good language out there, so I better behave on that. But it's been unbelievable trolling. The number of boats that have been out there, guys, it's been great weather. Near shore fishing, don't have to go a long ways away from the landings because the fish are just right here in the bay. So it's been good fishing all the way around. So I'm going to introduce Jason a little bit here. And Jason, Jason's been doing a lot of crazy things this past year. So Jason's been, he started a flower shop this last year. Jason's starting to do a little race car driving. They started a new race car class out here at ABC Racetrack. So this last 2 weeks he's been racing, I believe. So we can talk a little bit about that. I don't know if he crashed yet. But this past couple weeks he's been fishing, fishing tournament over in Minnesota. And he'll talk a little bit about that. So, Jason, how did that fishing tournament go this last weekend?
Well, pre-fishing went great. We went up to Lake Mille Lacs, me and Byron, as like you said, Byron Anderson, and we got to Mille Lacs on Thursday night. We got settled in, fished in the morning. It was windy. Pre-fishing was tough because of the wind, but there is some big, big fish there, and there's a lot of them. And we did very well through the first, through Friday, we did very well. Through Saturday, we got up, same thing, wind was blowing. Byron has nitro, 21-foot nitro that has state-of-the-art everything on it. So we were fishing over a Cadillac, and it was still very, very windy, and we fought and fought and fought all day through, sunburn and high winds, and we did very well. And then, unfortunately, we got to the tournament on Sunday, and we got all the way out there fighting 4 to 5 foot waves and just the beating and pounding of the boat. We got out there, fished for about 10 minutes, and all of a sudden our electronics glitched, which I guess is all part of the game, and didn't think much of it, and all of a sudden we looked over, they glitched again, and they were off. So we had no speed, no temperature, no GPS, no map.
So you're fishing blind, basically.
We were fishing blind, and the guys that were on the holes, we could kind of go in by them and have an idea of where we were, but it just got to be so much with them guys on that tournament trail that they they just had the electronics, as you guys know, are key, and we just basically got outsmarted at that point.
Well, you know, and that's the thing, you know, out here, as it is everywhere, you know, pre-fishing those tournaments are a big thing. Knowing where the fish are is a big thing. So, you know, you get over and you fish some of that water. Is it much different than fishing the lakes around here? I mean, you're using similar tackle, similar bait?
You know, everyone's using something different. That was a cool thing to see. You get up, you know, you get back at the end of the day, and a lot of guys were using, like, live bait setups, live bait rigs, which that's kind of what we stuck with. We trolled some crankbaits, trolled a lot of the bait rigs, new bait rigs, crankbaits around, and people were using worm harnesses. A lot of people were using a technique called power corking, which I had never even really heard of, which is stop, graph fish on your live graph, stop, and throw a bobber out. It was, I believe it was one that with that technique. So
really?
Yeah, right. Pitching jigs in the shallows. You know, there's 100 boats, so there's 200 fishermen, and everyone seems to do something a little different, you know?
So the tournament, a little of the structure of the tournament, it's a catch-and-release tournament.
Yep, it's... the tournaments are all on Sundays. It's AIM Pro Walleye Tour, it's called. It's kind of set up for anyone who's from the pros to the local that has a 16-foot boat and wants to go try his luck at a tournament, and basically set up for that.
They sign up. It's an entry fee. It's the first 100 boats.
Yep, first 100 boats. You go out, you do your thing, and all the tournaments are on Sunday, so everyone has a chance to pre-fish. You know, they kind of set it up so you get there on Friday, fish Saturday, have the tournament Sunday, and you're home at a reasonable time. You know, we're done at 3 o'clock on Sunday. So if anyone wants to try it, it's definitely worth a shot at it. You can fish, they have three different areas you can fish: Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Dakota. And then at the end of the year, they each one has a state tournament, and then the winners from that go to a national tournament. I believe last year, or maybe the year before, the national tournament was actually held in Hayward, down on the Flowage. So,
but every tournament, they give away $30,000 in prize money the first, seven?
Yeah, full boats. If you have full 100 boats like we had this weekend, it was about $30,000 in prizes. They paid the first 15 spots. The amazing thing, it was, I mean, just to show you the fishery that Mille Lacs has, 51 pounds won this tournament. That's five walleyes, 51 pounds. That's over 10-pound average.
10-pound average.
40th, 15th place, 40 pounds wouldn't have got you a check. So there is some, if you guys are ever looking for a spot to go or to catch some big walleyes, that is the area.
But, it, you know, it's catch and release. And
yeah, it is. The tournament itself, there's out of 100 boats, 200 anglers, there was not one fish kept. They want the fish in and out of the live well within a minute, or they want it in 30 seconds, but it's hard to do that. I shouldn't say live well. It's like catch, record, release. You put it on, you basically catch it, on net it, measure it one side, take a picture on the other side, and throw it over the back of the boat. So
yeah.
Very few fish harmed in the tournaments, and I think a lot of them will end up going to that.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing group of guys, though. I mean, they're all anglers. Have been doing it professionally for a long time, and pretty exciting. I mean, these guys are professionally, you know, out there representing the industry. They've been doing it for a lot of years, and you guys are just getting into it. And Byron's been, now he's starting to get into doing other tournaments. He's starting to do also a professional circuit with Gary Parsons and another group on another circuit. Where they're doing a professional circuit where he's doing the amateur side of it or the spotter? Is that what it's called?
Byron is also fishing what is called the NWT, which is kind of the who's who of walleye fishing tournament. That's the big tournaments. And, you know, I guess there's an angler and a co-angler, and Byron's been doing the co-angler side and has been doing fairly well. He fishes, pre-fishes a lot with Gary and Chase Parsons and a few of the other guys that he's pretty good friends with. And, you know, there are guys that do it for a living. That's their job. But another local, Ron Hemileski, he entered his first one last week, Pro NWT Tour. I think he ended up in second place, which is some guys go their whole career without a second place.
Yeah.
First one he got into, he took second place. He took a nice size check home, and I'm sure Ron, if he's out there listening, he could probably tell you he's hooked. So.
Yeah. And he's a good fisherman.
And it's a good way to learn too. If you're like serious into walleye fishing, you want to get to that next level. You fish with a co-angler, or you're a co-angler fishing with a pro. The next day you draw a new pro, so you learn. Every time you go, you learn someone else's techniques and how they do it. And
yeah. See, they draw these co-anglers, and they go and have to sit with a pro, and it's a catch-and-release tournament, so what the co-angler never knows who they're going to be fishing with in the tournament, and it's kind of like a spotter or the honesty kind of thing is you never know who you're going to fish with the next day, so they mix it up. And
your best five fish total with each, you know, with...
Each boat,
and then, it keeps it, you get a different partner, something to try some different stuff, different luck. It's amazing, like, even the ones we go on, the money and the time and the effort that these people put into this, it's just phenomenal. I mean, we worked our, it was more, like I was telling you earlier, it was like work, you know, it sounds like, oh man, we're going fishing for 3 days, which is the fun part, but Sometimes the weather ain't always that favorable, and you do got to put it, it gets a little bit like work, but we had a blast. It was fun.
Now you get out here and you try some of those same tactics.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're getting these bait rig tackle, the oddball jigs, and we get, the worm harnesses. And you guys are trying a lot of these same tackle that we have in our shop here, at River Rock, that guys are using out here. They're using them here to try to see how they work, and they take and use them at the tournaments, too. I mean, Ron's in the shop trying different tackle all the time, too. And so it's kind of fun to see these local guys. Talk about using the tackle that they're using at these tournaments. So it's kind of neat.
Tony has been phenomenal with promoting it. You know, his new, and he's been trying to.
Tony Brown,
Tony Brown from Bait Rigs. Yeah, he's been, really forging forward with new stuff and different colors and trying, he's really taking that company to the next level, and which is great for him and great for everyone out chasing fish too. So muskies to bass to panfish to whatever, ice.
So
he's doing well over there.
Fishing's all trial and error.
Yeah.
And we'll get more into fishing on the bay here in just a second. Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report this morning on Real Rock J96. We'll be back here in just a second. Joining us here on the Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report, we have Scott Redding, as always, every Tuesday. And also in studio today, we have Jason Ronning. Guys, it's summertime now. Fishing is here.
Can't get any better. You know, summer's here. Boy, it's the pollen in the air, though. My God. It's out there. It was almost like it was snowing the other day. It was so thick. And you know what's going to happen next? We're going to bug hatch. And the flies are going to be out there. And so I suggest stock up on your bug dope. It's going to get nasty. We get one of those days that the wind's not going to be blowing. It's going to be tough out there. Those flies are going to pick you up, throw you out of the boat. So be prepared. Long pants, cover those legs up because those flies are ankle biters. They're going to pick you up, throw you out of the boat. But, Jason, a little bit more information on your, fishing tournament. How do people get into the tournament? Where can you?
If you go to AIM Fishing, AIM, Anglers Insight Marketing, they're the ones that put the tournaments on. The guy's name is Denny Fox, and he is a super guy. If you have any interest in trying it out, don't be afraid to give him a call or give me a call or Byron or look us up on Facebook. It can tell you kind of the rundown. I was a little nervous about doing it as a first time, and when you get there, it is a little intimidating to see all them big boats and top of line everything, and you're kind of looking like, what am I doing here? But that's not it. They started somewhere too, so it's a great way to start out. Like I said, check out AIMfishing.com. All the schedules are on there. There's three areas you can fish. There's a Wisconsin, a Minnesota, and a North Dakota. You can pick either one. We chose the Minnesota side over Wisconsin because it's a little closer for us being in Ashland here.
And the reason for that is because they're fishing northern Minnesota. The Wisconsin side, they're fishing a lot of southern part of the state.
Mainly Green Bay area, Marinette, Green Bay, all through down there. So it's actually a closer drive for us to go over. Our schedule for this year was Mississippi River, which was Mother's Day weekend. It got canceled, so I could stay home with my mom, which is a good thing.
Because of the high.
High water and some wing dams that they said are pretty dangerous to go through. I'm not sure much about it. So that actually got postponed to the June 23rd, so that's coming up next for us. After that is July 7th at Leech Lake, July 28th at Vermilion, Fortune Bay Casino up there. And then we go into the Minnesota Championship at Lake Bemidji, which is the 16th and 17th of August. And then hopefully from there to the national tournament, but we'll see. The tournaments aren't all full, so if you guys do show some interest in fishing, go try one. You know, it's they're about $300, $150 each, and you know, you're in. You can get in and give a shot at it, and you never know, maybe it's something you like to do. It one nice thing about it is everyone has a busy summer, and you say you're going to go fish a walleyes out in the sloughs, or you're going to go smallmouth fish, or you're going to go lake trout fish. This makes you go do it. You know, you're signed up, you have to go. So even if it's windy, rainy, cold, you have that kind of plan, so you're going, you know.
Yeah. Now, you know, people around here talk about wanting to do a tournament, fish tournament like that. How do you think something like that would work around here? Pretty tough?
I think it would be pretty good, actually. If it was, you know, especially, it'd be cool to see, like, one of these AIM or even the NWT come up here and give it a shot. It would be impressive to see what they pulled out.
You know, and the beauty of it is it's catch and release. A lot of people are afraid of fishing tournaments because they're out there catching and keeping fish and bringing them in and being in a big bucket of fish, and they're all dead, and so they're depleting a supply of fish, and they don't limit how many people are in the tournament, and so they're seeing all these people out there fishing and killing fish, and so here they're taking pictures, weighing them in, and not bringing in a ton of fish and wasted resource. So
yeah, 100 boats, not one fish at the weigh-in. So I would say, you know, if you were gonna be badly hooked or whatever, but other than that, it's nothing like it's nothing really. It's actually pretty impressive.
Yeah, maybe we'll look into something like that in the near future. Who knows? It's a lot of work, though. Tournaments are a lot of work.
See the amount of time and effort that Denny put in with his crew up there. He comes in with a full trailer full of stuff, and by the time he leaves, I'm sure he's pretty tired. And he does all three of the circuits too, so
yeah.
I'm sure he's got his hands full. Yeah, there's something to run, though.
Now, there's a couple other things that you've been involved in, and let's talk a little bit about that. We got coming up here a racing season at ABC Racetrack. Your sponsor right now of a race coming up. The World of Outlaws are coming July
9th. They're coming in July 9th. Big show. It's a Tuesday night show, so kind of something different at the ABC Racetrack. They don't do many of them. This is a big touring event. Top of the line late model drivers will be coming to town to compete for, I think it's $10,000 to win. It's $1,000 to start, which is a big purse. And so I guess me and you, Superior Floral and River Rock, we are taking some of the folks out to show them the lake when they get here. Show a little hospitality, take them fishing, take them sightseeing. And
so we're gonna take some guys out fishing. We're gonna take six guys fishing when they're here. The first six guys that sign up, we're gonna take them fishing from. I said, well, you know, these guys are gonna come up here 4th of July week, travel all the way from down south. We're gonna show them some. Or in the hospitality.
Yeah, let them see the area. You know, everyone, it'd be like us going to Tennessee or Texas or whatever. We want to see some stuff down there, so hopefully we can...
We're going to go show them how to catch some lake trout.
Yeah, get these guys up here and get them a few fish and let them have a few laughs and some fun and see some stuff they may never, you know, ever get to witness if they didn't, so...
Yeah, and maybe we'll go show them a lighthouse or two out on Lake Superior.
So, or the beach club.
You know, and that's good. Yeah, or the beach club out on Madeline Island, or you never know what else happens out there on the island, or the ferry going across, or Bayfield, who knows. But, yeah, we're going to do that. So that's going to be kind of fun, you know, and I believe that'll be in July.
July 8th, that's the day before the race, so that'll be exciting. That'll bring, you know, if you have never been to a big race like that, it's well worth coming to check out. Eric Erickson and the whole crew out at ABC Raceway are really amped for this. We got, I shouldn't say we, I just mow the lawn and drive a slow car around the track, but...
Jason, they just started a new class out there.
Yeah, the Hornet class, and we got one. So we're slowly getting.
Jason's been driving car up there. Into it a little I haven't bit. Made it out there yet. So tell me a little bit about it. What place have you come in on
the new class? Is the Hornet class? They're a 4-cylinder, basically entry level. So anyone can do it. Once again, it's we're into it for less than $2,000 for the car, and it's ready to go. There ain't a whole lot of work to be done on it at night, and the 4-cylinder. We got out there, and I'm racing against a kid that's 13 years old, and I'm also racing against a grandma that's close to 60 years old. So
did you get beat?
I'm sure she'll
get beat by both.
No, but if she's listening, she's probably going to beat me because I don't think she's that old. But she is a grand. But it's like I said, it's for anyone to go try it. And what a great time! But what I was getting at is, ABC Raceway. Believe it or not, a lot of people don't know this, but they're voted Wasota's Track of the Year, and that's a huge accomplishment for being an all-volunteer track. Wow. And it's something for them guys and us to be proud of. It's right in our backyard that a lot of people don't see, so anything to try to get these guys to stick around.
If you've never been out to ABC Racetrack on a Saturday night, it's a neat place to go Saturday, and a fun thing to do on a Saturday night, especially after a long day on the lake out there fishing. It's kind of fun to go see. Great group of people, and a neat place to go. They have pizza and burgers and cold drinks and good fun, good clean fun for the family. And
there's always something going on there.
There's always going on out there. I think this weekend's kids' weekend.
Get in free weekend.
Yeah. Is it for the kids? Yep. Okay. Yep. It's also radio station weekend.
Yep. We'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
And they do a lot of stuff, benefits for cancer, benefits for, this military appreciation, which is really cool. They let, service guys and gals in for free. And it's just a great, great promoter out there, great crew. And it's all volunteer. So it's well worth checking out.
Yeah. So. Back to fishing a little bit. Jason, you've been fishing at all this besides the tournament.
Been so busy, been crazy busy. Well, but
you got the flower shop, you got the race,
the sign shop.
Primetime signs. When do you got time to go fishing?
No, that's true. But we try to make some, and me and Byron and my buddy Donnie Heeb, we flatlined every weekend for the last 10 years. In the spring, it was just the wives and the girlfriends, they just kind of assumed that we were going fishing for the week, and now it's we haven't been doing a whole lot, transitioning over to Byron getting that walleye boat and trying to push forward with these tournaments. We've been trying a little of that, or he's gone or I'm gone, and just unfortunately it's like everyone else out there, life is happening, and there's always a graduation or a wedding or something you got to get to, or the night before gets a little long or whatever, and I've been hearing everywhere you go, everyone's telling me the smallmouth are just on fire out there. Anything you can throw at them, they're eating it. And I've heard a friend of mine said they're down catching some walleyes.
Well, the walleye bite at the head of the bay has been phenomenal right now, and I would say that's just starting. Because the walleye's in there, the water's starting to clear up, and I would say that'll be a good couple weeks in there. I know that the shiners are in, starting to spawn, which walleye's tend to follow in when they're in spawning. So those that'll go on for a week, 2 weeks, and so the walleye's follow those in, and so that will keep the walleye's in and make that a very active fishing couple weeks, and it tends to be an all-day bite, not just that it's a morning, evening thing, and it's up in the shallows. I mean, they're up there 6-8 foot, and it's really a fun bite, and you don't know what they're going to hit on today. So, if you're not catching and you're seeing fish on your graph, change it up. Change it from crawlers to leeches to a crankbait. You just got to switch her up. I can't give you the exact bait today because... it with the water clarity changing daily because it's settling down out there, it's going to be different bait every day. It's just that quick. It's changing with water temperatures and water clarity. And the sun, it is, as it gets higher in the air, it changes the different color spectrums on the bait. So it's going to be change it up kind of thing. In the morning, you might catch on one type of bait. By 11 o'clock, you're going to have to change the bait. It's going to be something different.
Absolutely. Shawmigan Bay Fishing Report will continue with Jason Sky right after this. You guys, have you been out on the bay at all lately?
You know, I personally had a wedding last weekend. My nephew just got married, and the weekend before I had graduation. And so I haven't made it. Jason's been fishing tournaments.
Hell yeah, one.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's hard to get out there. Something every weekend now in the spring, and love to be out there. I love especially when I'm sitting at work and get Snapchats from like Tommy Hicks and open it up and he's got coolers full of fish and smiling, and it really kicked myself for not being out there. But
this weekend, Father's Day. Guess what this dad's doing? Fishing.
Going fishing.
Yeah. So, and by the way, Trevor, congratulations on the
thank you
the new son. So for thank Father's you. Day.
First Father's Day.
You can't put them in the boat and claim them as an extra line.
I've been told that now a few times, but then I was told by a couple people in this room that, you know, it's just kind of a rite of passage.
It's a gray area.
It's a gray area. But I just hope a few of the game wardens aren't out there listening, because if they ever do check my boat, and, you know, back in the day, I used to take my boys along, and they were always sleeping down in the V-berth. I don't think they could have held the rod at the age I used to take them along, just to have an extra line or two on the boat. But yeah, so for Father's Day, what is your son going to get you for your first Father's Day?
Boy, I would just kill for a couple hours of sleep.
There you are.
Continuous sleep. So if he could do that for me, Ted, I would greatly appreciate that, little man.
Yeah,
I would like that a lot. 3, maybe 4 hours consecutive.
Yeah. Well, and Jason's got one comment. You know, he's got one on the way. Christmas baby coming.
Christmas, yeah. Does so that, looking forward.
I think that still considers your father. It's going to be Father's Day. I'm sure Bree's got to have... something in mind for Father's Day.
I don't think we're going to jinx it quite yet, but, it is a good time, good excuse to get Dad out on the water. And
I know Grandma and Grandpa are out there. I mean, I saw it on Facebook. I mean, Grandma's so proud, and they're so excited about this. I'm sure there'll be something for Grandpa Father's Day.
Yeah, everyone's pretty excited, so we're waiting patiently for Christmas. It might mess up our first ice or a lot of first ice from here on out, but that's well worth it, I think. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
as you guys probably already know. So
I have 4 boys. So I for Father's Day, and I there's so many things. My boys are on me right now. Like, Dad, what do you want for Father's Day? And I just think about it, and they say, well, Dad, you're the toughest one to buy for. So I think about it, and I say, well, guys, let's go fishing, or let's just do something together. So that's one thing I just enjoy doing, is just spending time with the boys. So, for Father's Day, what's a good thing to do with Dad? I'd love to have some ideas on Facebook. So if you send us something on Facebook through River Rock, I'm looking for suggestions what to do on Father's Day or what to get Dad. But, love for ideas. But there's nothing better than just spending time with Dad. But you can come down to River Rock. We'll give you all kinds of ideas in the bait shop.
We got plenty there.
All kinds of things at River Rock, from smoked fish to all kinds of tackle. And if not, we can give you a few hints of where to go. There's just so many things going on in the area right now for fishing. It's just a great area out here.
It don't matter if you have a canoe or a 40-foot boat, there's somewhere to go. You know, you can go right now and fish and catch, and
fishing from the shoreline.
Trout streams are clearing up. Everything I've heard about the trout streams, they are getting crystal clear now, so that's nice. They were so muddy for a few weeks there.
Yep. Inland lakes are doing fairly well, and they're warming up. And
yeah, I know guys yesterday that went up to the Brule, the canoe, the upper Brule, that do that every year, and they said that's just been on fire. There'll be a couple bug hatchers coming up now, and they will be hitting that pretty hard. The White River will be starting some good bug hatches there, you know, and it's just that time of year that things change so fast with the season and warmer weather as things warm up. So we got some cool nights, though, as it was this morning. You know, it's still 30 degrees, upper 30s at night. So it's not going to warm up that fast, but that sun sure feels great during the day. And the water's clearing up, and we're out there just enjoying this beautiful, beautiful area that we have. It's just getting out there and fishing.
Trevor needs to stop using that 30s word when he does the weather right before we come back on.
Boy, I would love to quit using that 30s word. I would love to do that. But again, wasn't too long ago. We had ice on the bay, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago? We still had ice out there. It was still snowing 3 weeks ago. We had a foot of snow.
Yep. So, and, you know, there is a couple things that are coming up. One thing that we want to make sure that people are still doing is, the Coast Guard boat inspections. Coast Guard Auxiliary is doing the boat inspections, and the marinas are all posting those on their boards, public boards down at all the marinas when the Coast Guard Auxiliary has those inspections going on. So do sign up for those boat inspections. Have your boat inspected. Make sure it complies. Make sure you got all the safety gear that you need. And a great Father's Day present is a new life jacket. Inflatable life jackets. We have auto inflatable life jackets at River Rock. You can come down and get that. There's some great things that with safety devices that you can get. We have a new electric flare that you don't have to get replacement flares every 3 years. You just got to buy batteries for them that you need to have on Lake Superior. So that's a new item that we have at River Rock. So that's a great Father's Day idea. But other than that, smoke fish. Every dad likes smoke fish.
And gift cards.
And gift cards, too. But
that fits everyone.
Yeah, that fits everyone. But spend time with Dad for Father's Day. And Trevor's looking for his little extra sleep out there. He just started, though. This is only...
Yeah, he's only six days old now. So I'll cut him some slack right now. We'll give him some slack. But a little sleep would be nice for me. So, Ted, if you're listening, which you're probably sleeping right now, probably sound asleep for Mom, but a couple hours this weekend, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I tell you, when they're 30 years old and they're having their own, you can remind them of that.
Or 40.
Or 40. Yeah.
So get out this weekend. Take Dan out on the water. Scott, if people have questions or want some help fishing, what's the best way for them to find River Rock Inn and Bait Shop?
You know, they come down to 1200 West Lakeshore Drive. Come on in and see us or look us up on Facebook or give us a holler at 715-682-3232.
And Jason, if people want to get a hold of you, they want to talk fishing, want to talk about tournaments, they want to talk racing, what's the best way for them to find you?
Just Facebook, or you can usually find me in the mornings at Superior Floral. You know, even with Bait Rigs Baits, we've been doing some things that have really been, a lot of guys don't really appreciate getting flowers, which I'm probably one of them, and we all probably aren't here, but we've been doing some bait bouquets. Instead of sending flowers, we'll send out some bait rigs, crank baits, or stick baits, or jigs, and we've even done some with musky baits, and they've been a real hit. So if you need to find me, stop down there, or else look me up on Facebook. I can definitely point you in the right direction.
What's the address at Superior Floral?
410 West Main. Yep.
Right downtown
right
Ashland.
By the bike shop and the shoe shack. So.
Right downtown. So thank you so much for coming out, Jason. Scott with the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. We'll be back next Tuesday with the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. If you ever miss any of the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Reports, just go online to WJJHFM.com. You can listen to all of them. We have them all up there. You can also download them and take them anywhere you want. So thank you so much, guys, for coming in for the Schwamigan Bay Fishing Report. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Thank you.